RU9357.
WSHF 567 monitoring. WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Good morning, Mike, WSHF 567.
Morning, time out there, Sam. About that WSBT 754, WSHM 738, you out there? About that, Tim, you out here this morning?
Mike, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on there, Sam?
Well, yeah, now, just another day, Mike.
Yeah, copy on the, just another day. I guess you and I are the only ones out here at the moment. WB 49, and we're standing by.
WSBT 754. Good morning from WSHM 738. Morning, Tom Paul. It is a Monday. Yes, the last full week before Christmas and the big break. Over.
there, guys. WRWB 49.
Morning, Mike. Yeah, I got 4 days this week and two next. That's it.
Sounds good. Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Yeah, morning. Yep, those Lions. Yeah. Better luck next year.
Oh, I said it before the season even started. So, what are they? 8-6. Yeah. And they still got 3 more games. Am I counting right? 14, yeah, 3 more games. Yeah, they might win 1 or 2 of those, maybe.
And they just fell apart after the first period. Jesus. Horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I think their best was the first half, for sure. The first and second quarter. After that, they fell apart. So, yeah, well, there you go. They're past their peak. I said it before. I said it before they even played the first game this year. They're past their peak. That Campbell needs to give the play calling back to the guy that used to do it before he took over.
Yeah, we're just done. Done like yesterday.
Well, just look at, and it's not all got to do with it, but you will take the blame for it. So, just look at his record since he took over, right? That's all you need to do. If you're a stats guy, you know, the proof is in the pudding, they say. So just look at his record since he took over the play calling. It's the only point I make.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Ben Johnson's over there, got the Bears playing like crazy. Dadgummit.
Well, that's alignment of the stars. I mean, it's a little bit of him. It's a little bit of the players. You know what I mean? It's just not one guy. Yeah, the Lions know that. They couldn't put the world on Barry Sanders' shoulders neither, right? It's never about one guy.
Well, there's always next year.
Man, ooh, man. He's got a really bad season.
You talk about the other guy that left, the defensive coordinator or whatever, Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, his head coaching season right now is down in the dumps.
I get it. You want to make a difference. You went to a team. You know what I mean? Head coaching certainly pays a lot more than the defensive coordinator. So, problem is, you know, the other magic of the elements are not there for him.
Well, at least not this season.
I gotta tell you guys, I was somewhere I haven't been in a long, long time. Boy, what changes they have made in these theaters. I had to take my granddaughter to a movie theater yesterday to watch some movie she wanted to see, and I'm trying to remember the last time I was in a movie. They had to be 40 years, so, boy, what a difference they made in those things, good and bad, to be honest.
I thought you were going to say church, but, yeah, I haven't been to a movie theater, and I can't remember when.
Theater all in one. Man. Rest and everything. The head rest, I mean, the back goes all the way back. It's like, it's actually pretty cool, you know, to be honest with you. The popcorn wasn't too bad, $9 for a bucket, and then I got her a little Slurpee thing. I wouldn't buy their food there. I think I did, I will admit. So am I the perfect angel? Well, it's the closest thing you're going to find to one. walk in the face of this earth, but I did sneak in a couple boxes of candy, though. What's the punishment for that? 5 to 10 years? Scofflaw.
Yeah, right. Well, movie theaters now, the last time I went, I was like, man, a watering hole and a movie theater all in one? Man, that's different.
Yeah, they had that there, too. I'm not a drinker, but yeah, I was amazed. There was a bar in there. Not in the theater itself, but I mean, you know, when you're buying the food, the concession area, yeah, they have an open, well, not an open bar, a bar there. Unbelievable. Boy, what a culture shock for me. Couple of beers and them recliners in the movie, I'd be out, man. And it was empty in there, too. I think there were 3 people in the same row we were in, and a couple people a few rows ahead, and me and my granddaughter, and, like, I don't know how they're surviving. I don't get it, but whatever. I realize it was a matinee thing, too, but whatever.
When I was a kid, we used to go to the Cinemark there at 12 Mile in Winder. That was located inside of Universal Mall. And that place would be just packed out the door.
He used to live right there when I was a kid. We moved out in 1970. He lived right there in 12 in DeQuinder. Why, has that theater been there a long time?
I know it's been there since the mall. Well, yeah, since the mall was there. Now it's a standalone. When they tore most of the mall down, they left the theater up and a few other department stores that were connected to that mall. They just tore down the hallways.
I would do it again, you know what I mean? I had fun watching her have fun through the whole thing. It was kind of cool. She's obviously a veteran. I mean, she grabbed a bucket of popcorn and knew to right go to the butter dispenser and douse it. So she's obviously done that rodeo before. And as far as me bringing in a couple of boxes of candy from Walgreens, you know, all the ones they used to sell back in the 80s and 70s, you know, the Goobers and the Snow Caps. Like, hey, Mike, even if they arrested me for that, I'd have to plead habeas corpus.
Right. It wasn't me.
What movie did you see? Well, believe it or not, it was kind of a weird one that I could follow a little bit. I didn't even know what it was all about, but it was called Wicked, or one of the Wicked ones. It has to do with, believe it or not, The Wizard of Oz. It's about the two witches, the good one and the bad one. And didn't have anything to do with Dorothy, although she made an appearance, but it was really about the two witches. So I kind of followed along a little bit.
Yeah, I don't follow much around what movies out these days, man. Like I said, I haven't been to a theater. I can't remember one.
But you're in for a culture shock once you go in one once, I think. It's certainly changed. A lot of commercials. They had the Billy Bob AT&T or whoever he's doing, T-Mobile, whatever cell phone company. So it's changed a little bit. And I never used to see commercials that I remember. I mean, for shows, other movies coming out or currently playing, but never a Billy Bob Thornton commercial. So they've got that all doctored up to make more money, too.
During the movie or before or after?
Yeah, before the movie. So it was the previews. Oh, man. Anyway, it's WSHM 738. That was the extent of my Sunday anyways, so had a good time. It was a good thing.
WSBT 754. Well, I didn't even get dressed yesterday because I went nowhere in that cold. And it was cold. Mike?
Oh, I was out and about in this, that weather. It's kind of brutal, but yeah, it is what it is. It's Michigan, WRWB 49.
Well, there you have it. Yeah, just hoping for a quick week this week, get this over with. Only 4 days. Hopefully they'll fly by. Well, the big one is getting Monday out of the way. Yeah, Christmas luncheon or whatever's next Monday. And rumor has it he's letting us all go right after, so that means we'll have Tuesday to work, and that's it. Oh, that's a good thing. I suspect we won't see him on the floor most of the day, so I'm sure nobody's going to really be in the mood to do anything. No, it's kind of like the Hotel California. They're all but checked out. A lot of traffic on the road for 5:38 in the morning. Yeah, they got some kind of wreck up on the freeway down around Metro Parkway area on the other side, the eastbound side. Looks like they're down to one lane. I see they're letting that suspected shooter go. They ain't got enough on them. They might have not got the guy.
Which one is that? One in Austin. I know which one you're talking about. The one that shot the CEO.
CEO, no. The Rhode Island school shooting. Brown University.
Oh, that one. I'm thinking of the one that killed that United Healthcare worker. Or the CEO, I should say. But, that was just recent with that Brown University shooting. That was, over the weekend or last week?
Yeah, Mike. Saturday, Mike. World's going to hell, man. It is, and then they had the other one in Australia, so it's crazy stuff going on in this world. It's going mad. Gonna go in and make the coffee, turn the heat up, and start this week off. Alright, have a good one, Charlie. Enjoy the Monday.
Okay, we'll catch you later there, Charlie.
Hope you guys drive safe. WSBT 754. We'll see you. So, yeah, they let him go, which, you know, believe me, if that was a guy, they should have been able to figure that out. So, they're kind of being, well, we ain't got enough to hold him. Well, you ain't got enough to hold him. You ain't got the right guy.
Exactly. That's pretty much it, too.
Crazy, crazy world we're living in.
Yeah, that's true. Look at Australia over the week, or was it just yesterday? Some guy went nuts at a Jewish celebration.
Actually, it was a dad and son team.
That it was. And of course, you know, somehow they got guns. Of Australia is free.
And they're looking at a homicide out there in Los Angeles. Archie Bunker's son and his wife ended up dead. It's almost like a Gene Hackman and his wife situation.
don't know if it's a murder-suicide. They're looking at a possible homicide, so it's like a double murder. So, I don't know, it might be a murder-suicide. Who knows? You got that whole thing going on. He died yesterday. Well, I mean, him and his wife, Rob Reiner.
Is that what it was? Problem is, too, at Rob Reiner's home, and they didn't have a motive yet.
They don't know what the situation is. They just know there's two dead bodies, him and his wife, right? So, yeah, they're investigating that one. Crazy. Crazy stuff, man. Man. Crazy world. Talk a little louder than that mic, too, Mike.
Look, I'm giving... eventually here I'll upgrade and get something different.
Yeah, I get that one.
No, I think you're at the end of your rope there. I'm starting...
Alright, we'll see you, Mike. Have a good one. So the SHF Center here, we'll let the idiots have it.
No, it was before that. But anyway, alright, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by here.
WSEU 202, good morning.
WSEU 202, good morning out there.
That's a familiar sound. Good morning, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, 257, 202, waving, saying hi. WSET 202, good morning to you all.
RUZ 935 mobile.
Good morning to you, Professor.
Who's that, Scott?
Yes, sir. Good morning to you.
You know, Scott, I really got nothing to say to you.
WSEU 202, and we're mobile.
Sorry about that. Dropped the radio and landed on the floor and hit the key button. Apologize. Whiskey Sierra Echo Alpha 848, clear.
WSOZ 793 monitoring.
WRUZ 935
WRFK 35 we'll be monitoring the static.
Do you have your volume down? Too many radios in County Hill.
Are you in there?
Yeah, are you in there?
I'm in here.
You must have that volume down.
You know, I had the wrong volume down. I had this volume down, I had the sub band up.
Well, there you go. Like I said earlier, too many radios on.
Yep, just the two of them.
Well, like I told Ken a long time ago, too many buttons on that radio.
Yeah, I told him that too, and then one day I got in his pickup truck and he had some fancy schmancy Kenwood stereo that came in that truck, and it was like too loud, and I went to turn it down and couldn't find the volume on the thing, and he says, what, too many buttons on there for you?
Frank, it was your own line.
The bastard.
Yeah, that's what she said behind the counter at MR.
I think that's what she said when he shot her.
Ow. A rough crowd.
You know, some people ain't playing.
Alright, so what's going on?
Nothing much. Just came down here to get something to drink out of the fridge. Figure I'd fire up the radio. I tell you, man, it's nice having that handheld all programmed up.
Radio. That was just on the satellite radio.
What was?
Radio.
Radio? You mean like, I'm on a Mexican radio?
No, Ray Parker Jr. with his band back in the 80s, Radio.
I like Mexican radio better. The band was Wall of Voodoo.
Yeah, I know the song. You know who we need back out on the radio? Dugan.
Need him patrolling the neighborhoods. That's what we need.
Exactly.
Wouldn't that be great? Man. Hey, I got a car for you to look out for.
Good old Red.
Yep. W-A-8-R-L-I.
That was him. You know what I always wanted to tell him? After the fact, and we don't have to go into detail, but after the fact, like when he retired, you know, he's a different guy. I always wanted to tell him, what are you, a sissy? Man, I got some FRSers, man, just hammering this repeater.
I know. Is that FRS or is that GMRS that's on the output? Because I know there's channels that use the output, and you know, I get hammered over here as well.
Yeah, well, I've always heard them in the background, but, you know, the repeater's always been over them. But this is the worst case scenario, right? So obviously I'm close to some people on, I mean, real close. They're hammering this thing, so never heard it to that degree.
Oh yeah, that school just takes and wipes the repeater right out.
Wipes it right out.
Like, you know, dropping the mall on a repeater.
Dropping something on it.
I think they're on the rock throwing boulders.
Doing something, that's for sure. They were hammering it. Probably running them 10-watt China family radio service HDs. Pre-programmed Bofangs.
There you go. Yep. So, I think it's going to be another early night to bed for me.
It's only Monday. Don't burn yourself out.
Oh, yeah, and you know, you jinxed things this morning.
Yeah, how's that?
Well, there ain't going to be any precipitation for the next 4 or 5 days.
I know, I looked outside this morning and it was like, the hell's going on? It was just a small band of snow moving through.
And I was coming home, it's on I-94, and there, you couldn't see 100 feet in front of you. It was like a whiteout.
Right, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, where did this come from? Hey, look, you can only blame me and make me as wrong as the other weather guys on TV, right? So I'm good company.
Yeah, dead wrong.
Oh, well, spring right around the corner.
Yep,
Hey, look at this. I got
got another owner's user's manual.
And the first one is Thanksgiving. That kicks it all off. Then you get to the shortest day of the year, which is typically the 21st of this month. Then you get through Christmas. Then you get through New Year. Then you kick it off by month. January, February. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel by March. And that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, there you go. I got another owner's manual, the user's manual right here in front of me. I'm going to have to read this thing. You know, I should buy only one type of radio that way. All I'd have to worry about is learning how to operate one.
Yeah, and just buy a lot of them.
I'll just put up a bunch of antennas and a bunch of radios, and I'll have one radio on every frequency there is.
You got a good start with those 31, but they only cover so much.
Yep. But I'll tell you, I never wanted to try and program that handheld that I just got rid of. I didn't want to try and program that, you know, through the computer. And now I got the software with this next one, and man, was that ever nice to get it all programmed up. I hated using that other handheld just because everything was VFO mode. And you know how much I hate VFO.
Most people do.
Especially the parents of the girls.
Yep. I think I missed my stop. I wanted to stop somewhere, and it got me back for that snow. Missed my turn. I ain't going back.
Gee, I think that was Kamala's motto. We're not going back.
Didn't quite work out like that, did it?
She didn't go back to the White House.
So they're saying they think that Rob Reiner's son killed his dad and his mom.
Did you see what Trump posted about that?
No, busy all day.
I'll have to see if I can dig it up real quick. I'll read it to you.
All right, WSHM-738. Put it out there.
WREZ-935.
It is very rare what happened to Gene Hackman and his wife. That was kind of an outlier by all means, them dying the way they died. But usually it's a murder-suicide or a murder, you know. So, they're thinking the kid did it.
Well, let me see if I can find this. They don't have a quote of it. But Trump said in a post on Truth Social that the Reiners died reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction known as Trump derangement syndrome.
Hiya! Wow.
Yeah, it was worse than that. It was not a quick post, but a medium length post, and it was quite unbecoming for a president to post. I'm telling you, the guy is an embarrassment. He never does the right thing. He never says the right thing. You know, he's got to make it all about him.
Yeah, it's a little insensitive.
Yep. And I'll be done with that topic, but if you see the post, of course he posted it on Truth Social because he has to support his own media company.
So then you really weren't done.
I'm done with that topic, but yeah, DJT, Trump Media and Technology Group Corporation, it was up as high as like $77 a share. Right now it's about $10.46 a share.
Well, there you go. Don't follow it, so I don't know.
Well, hey, it was 77, it's now 1046. If you want to buy it, now's the time to buy it because it's low. Oh, now it's 1044. We just had a ticker roll.
Give me something to, align it with here. Tell me the price of silver right now.
I have to look that up.
It was 64, then it dropped to 62 and some change. I'm wondering if it's back up. Maybe it's up at 66 now or 65, who knows. Or it could be 60.
63.94.
All right, well, somewhere in between, so.
Well, this is really terrible. One of the things here, will silver reach $100 an ounce? Yes, many experts believe silver could hit $100 an ounce. Well, that would be a terrible thing, because if silver hits $100 an ounce, that means our dollar ain't worth squat.
Like it's worth something now? Well, you know what? They said about a year and a half about a year and a half ago that gold, when it was $2,600, $2,500, they said it was going to hit $5,000. It actually made it up almost to $45 just a while ago. So they weren't. You better listen to them.
I'll just buy bullets, because bullets and guns, I can take silver and gold. Gold's going for right around $43.37 right now.
Yeah. So, it's a little down from its peak at 44 something, but whatever, it's hanging in there.
Just jumped 60 cents right there.
See that? Should have got in.
43.3920 right now. And let's see. 39.20. Is it going to roll again quick? There it goes. 39.70. Up again, another 50 cents.
See, if you would have bought 50 million pounds of it, you'd be a rich man right now.
Yeah, you know, I could take and throw 10 grand at it, and I could be up like a buck and a half already.
There you go.
Until you figure the buying and selling fees, it's like I'd be in the hole. WRUZ935.
SHM 738.
Oh, it's back down 30 cents. Oh, it's back up. It's 43.40.10.
You're going to go crazy doing that all day, let alone just for an hour. So, a little bit longer of a term thing.
Oh, I'm doing it just to drive you crazy right now. It's back down to 339.40.
Drive me crazy at all.
Back down to 339.40.
That's all right.
Now back up to 339.70.
All right.
It's all right.
Look at that ticker rolling. Oh, there, 80. 43.39.80. It's up 10 more cents. Come on, back up, back up. Let's hit 43.40 up. There we go. 43.40.50.
Another month from now, you know, you're going to be listening to this radio and it's going to be quiet and then you're going to hear this. 5 G's!
5 G's?
5 G's, 5 grams.
5 G's? I thought you said 5 G's. That's like, that's all I can afford. Man, that is something watching that ticker up and down and up and down. Oh, 43.40 on the money.
Yeah. You look at it daily, that's all you need to do.
Back down 30 cents. Man, this thing rolls quick. Up and down and up and down. I like things to be a little more stable.
Waiting for my food here through the drive-thru.
Having me a orange mango sparkling seltzer water.
Sounds good.
It is pretty good. I like it.
Do you remember what they used to call when they were working meteor scatter on 2 meters during a meteor storm? Do you remember what they used to call a really good burn?
I don't know. A really good burn.
Didn't they call it a blue wizard?
Oh, yeah. Was it a wizard or a whizzer?
I don't think he's out here yet.
The wizard?
Right. Yeah, a blue wizard. Oh, something's going on here. Hang on a minute. Yeah, I must have had a lot of time on my hands back in those days.
Yeah. I remember sitting in the upper flat there on Glendale and working band openings and Aurora and stuff like that. All my friends were out enjoying life being young and single, and I was sitting in the house playing radio.
Yep. But you had fun.
I did. It's not like it's not all I do is sit on my ass and talk on Simplex.
That's right.
Oh, hey, catch me at Discord when you get a chance.
Few minutes, I'm eating.
Yeah, when you get a chance.
I'm eating.
That's why I don't want to bother you, so.
Oh, well. I can talk on the radio, drive, and eat.
And I'm going to have to break out my little heater for this part of the basement again.
Cold down there in the winter. Nice in the hot summer, though, isn't it?
Yes to both.
All right, well, I'm just around the corner, so give me a few. WSHM-738.
All right, WRUZ-935.
Hammer Theater in TNO.
WSOZ 793.
Tell
754, are you out there? This is WRWD 49.
Where's everybody at?
We're here.
What's up, Dave? Baby boy. None, Frank. I was about to key up and see if you were around. I don't know what, you know, your times you get off work are not consistent there. What's happening?
What's happening is my toes are still froze, dude. It's cold out there today, baby boy. Oh, yeah, it got down to my bones. I was like, yep, I ain't working no overtime today. It's supposed to get nicer tomorrow. It's supposed to be 40 Wednesday. So we'll see what we can do with that. What are you doing?
Nothing the usual. Sitting, contemplating, procrastinating, whatever the hell else. Feel all right today, though. Been out most of the day. I don't know. I will hope it stays like this, but we'll see. But I came up with a... I ain't tried it yet, but I come up with an idea for the pots on this thing. I was going to try to find the right size straw. I don't know if we have straws around here or not. And it occurred to me, I got my shrink tubing kit up there, all different sizes. I should be able to take a piece of shrink tubing and slip it over the threads and fill it with the ax and see if it runs down the shaft.
Oh, yeah, 15902 identification. Yeah, that should work. I don't see why not, but you gotta look it up and see if them pods are even serviceable. I mean, that'd be the first thing I would do, Google it or YouTube or something. I was supposed to do that, I think, yesterday or the night before, and I kind of forgot about it. So I'd look into it first, make sure that they're not sealed pods before you go jumping the gun on all that.
Yeah, well, whether they're sealed or not, I can't get to them. That's the thing. So I'm going to try, you're not really supposed to do it that way, but I think the oxygen has lubricant in it, so I'm not too worried about it. That's the only way, man, is to put the straw over the shaft and shoot enough the oxygen in the straw to cover up the shaft and see if it runs down it. That's the only way I can do it, unless I take it to somebody and I ain't doing that. But other than that, that's the idea I just came up with, and I was thinking about the straws. Where am I going to find the right size straw? Well, I don't even know if we have the right size straw here. And then it occurred to me, I got my heat shrink kit, you know, and you know it's all, I got all the different sizes, so I'm sure I have one that'll go around it. If I have to, well, I'll slip it on there and I'll heat it a little bit, so it grips the threads and doesn't come off, and fill it with the oxygen, see what happens. But other than that, how's your day going?
I just told you, I just walked in the door. My feet are froze, bro. That's what's about my knees going. It's just been one of them days, bro. Yeah, I mean, it's worth a try. I'd even try shooting it through the front, right down the shaft, and see if it'll drip down through in there and just keep turning it around and around and around and see if it does anything. That's what I would do. You know, that might work, too.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's why I want to do it. But you can't just shoot it to the shaft, you know, without, because it's going to get all over the place, and I don't know how the action is on the paint on the front of this thing. That's my idea. Where the shafts come out, you got a little bit of thread there where the bolt, where the nut goes on and holds the shafts in place. Slide a piece of heat shrink over that thread, and you know, and the shaft is inside the heat shrink, and then shoot the oxygen into the heat shrink till it covers up the shaft, and then just let it sit there and run down.
Yeah, roger that. I don't know. I would just put it on low and just tap it on there and put a couple drops down in it. It's gonna do the same thing. Put the paper towel around it. If you're worried about the front of it, I don't know.
Yeah, well, a couple of drops ain't going to do it. It's going to have to run down through the shaft, through the thing inside the disc. Then it's got to get around the disc to the carbon track, which is what we're looking to clean. So it's going to take more than a few drops. What I'm wondering, and the only thing I'm worried about is the switches, the modeling switch, to turn it to different amplifiers. That's a switch. It's not a pot. I don't know if it's a single rotary or if it's a double wafer rotary, but I have to keep trying. But anyway, enough of that. I just wanted to tell you what kind of idea. I just came up with that. It just popped in my head like about 20 minutes ago. I just realized, hey, you got that shrink kit up there, man, shrink tube kit. There it is, you know. I know damn well there's going to be one that's going to fit exactly what I want. So, yeah, everybody, I've been hearing people talking on the CBN here. Well, not here. There's nobody out here. But I heard the people talking on the CB how cold it is out there.
Yeah, roger that. I mean, shoot. Get a straw and kind of put the shrink kit over it and heat it up and fill the tube up. And just keep turning it. And it might work, you know. I'd try it. Can't hurt.
As long as the stuff goes down the shaft and gets in there, yeah. The same thing as spraying it from the outside. It's just a little different. But they say you're not supposed to do that. They didn't say with the oxid, but tuner cleaners and stuff, you're not supposed to do it that way because it screws up the lube, the lubrication of the shaft itself, you know, to move. But the oxid has lubrication in it. Has some lubrication in it, so I don't think it's going to hurt anything. I think it'll be all right. Exactly what you said is exactly the way I'm saying I want to do it. I'm going to put a straw over them and fill them with the oxygen, just let them sit there and run down the shaft, drain down the shaft, and then start spinning them back and forth and, you know, getting it all stupid. So... But, I'm just hanging out, man. I'm just, I got some mail here I checked out, and I don't know. I'm just hanging.
Yeah, roger that. Well, what if you get the WD-40 then? That's the same thing as the stock, but you know it's got oil in it, so it's going to lubricate it, so that's going to do the same thing. So try both. I don't know. I would try the stock first, see if it cleans it up, and if not, I'd put...
Yeah, well, back in the old day, when I was doing this stuff, the old pots and everything, I used to use WD-40 a lot. I used to clean them really good. But these new pots today, some of these pots, the WD-40 will take the carbon track off inside, and then that's it. Pot's no good. Once that carbon track, because that's what they use to turn up and down, they use what they call a carbon track on a disc. And if anything happens to that carbon track, well, then your pot's no good. And they say that WD-40, some pots, the WD-40 will take the carbon track off, so I don't want to, I ain't going to chance it with WD-40. But anyhow, I'm going to get back here, get quiet, let you get your stuff together, and I'll speak on you in a few there. WSSC 793.
Roger that, Dave. Good enough. And if not, if you get bored, give me a call. Like I said, I just walked in the door a minute ago. So, got me a cup of coffee, I'm kicking back. WSSC 902. I'm listening.
Roger, Roger.
This is bullshit. You guys talking on two different frequencies to have a conversation. It's against the law, you know that? WSDK 928.
Tell him to go pound sand. Yeah, well, I always say whatever works. The funny thing is, I never hear anybody on Detroit complain about it.
WSDU 202. How about it, Dave? You out there?
Who called me?
202.
Is that you, Scott?
Yeah, is this radio not working?
I ain't talking to you.
Did you say you're not talking to me?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to.
Oh, we're back to that, eh?
That was funny. I heard that snuff this morning.
You heard what this morning?
You were out on Mount Clemens, and that guy teed up. I forgot his number. He goes, "Hey, you Scott?" You said, "Yeah." And he goes, "I can't talk to you."
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah.
Yeah, I heard that, man. I just messing with you. I heard that this morning. Hey, I'm on the phone, man. Let me get right back to you.
202 clear.
WSSZ 793 and I'm back.
WSSZ 902, I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back too. WSSZ 793.
WSSZ 902.
Stop.
Yep, I'm out here just moving stuff around, man.
Nothing, just hanging out.
What are you moving around over there, brother?
Yeah, moving around takes a bit out of me now, these days. But I try. Gotta do it, you know, so I get up and do it. I was about to break out the tray of, heat shrink. Just for the hell of it, see if I can actually find a piece that'll fit. because I'm not doing nothing else. I'm just sitting there. I was watching some YouTube videos. I meant to send you that one of Joe Walsh with the ham gear. I still got to do that.
Can you hear me now?
It's a little fuzzy, but yeah, I can hear you.
How about now? Is this any better?
Yeah, it's working. What do you have, Detroit?
Yeah, I had it on medium the first time I keyed up. I did drop down to Detroit. At first I was on Mount Clemens, splitting it, but if I'm getting to you now, I'll just leave it on Detroit. Not looking for no trouble, so.
Screw them if they're going to get upset about it. Ain't doing nothing wrong. They ain't got no right to be upset. They're just a bunch of idiots. I don't care, and I'm saying it. They're all just a bunch of idiots. They just got to act like idiots. Grown people act like idiots. Anyway, whatever you're doing, if you can stay where you're at, keep it still, man. You're coming in really good.
Yeah, I get it. It all depends. It's on the atmosphere. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't, so.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. It gets screwy. I know. You get yourself set in a position where you're clean and you're coming through it, and somebody tells you, yeah, that's beautiful. Leave it there. Then the next time you key up, you're all fuzzy and nasty, and they tell you, you know, now you're all, and you're like, well, I ain't moved. I ain't done nothing. I'm still in the same position I was. So it gets screwy. Yeah, but you're working, man. You're hitting Detroit pretty nicely.
I get all that. No big deal. I just say if it's working out, it's good. So, supposed to warm up tomorrow and the next day. Thank goodness.
Yeah, well, if it works like that all the time, there's no reason for us to run split. But, and you know, I'd rather run it this way than run split. But there's nothing wrong with running split. I don't care who complains about it. If we have to run split, we'll run split. It's just, you know, it's not bothering nobody. If somebody wants in and either on my side or on your side wants in and wants to get in and call for somebody or something, well, yeah, you go to the side and let them do their thing. What's the big deal?
Well, Sir Dave, there is no big deal. Like I said, if they get too aggravated or they want to cry about it, we can go up to another channel anyway, so I don't really care. It's no big deal.
Like I said, it seems like since me and you started doing it, there's been a couple other people out here that started doing it. Not agitators or nothing. Kevin 566 started doing it. So he can hear me good on this one and whatever. A few other people. So we kind of started a trend. Ain't that something? We're the purveyors of GMRS. But it's good that you're coming through really good on Detroit. You know, like I said, if it's not necessary to run split, I like that. I'd rather run straight repeater than, you know, straight frequency than run split. But, you know, sometimes, man, you gotta do what you gotta do to get the job done.
I agree, whatever works. It is what it is. Alright, Dave, I'm about ready to give me some chow, dude. Let me say my heater's just now installing out, and, I tried calling your brother earlier. He wouldn't, I don't know. I wish him happy birthday and all that. I think it was a day late. Or that night, something like that. Came in his birthday. I wish him happy birthday. And I tried calling him as soon as I got off work, and he never called me back.
Yeah, more than likely he was cooking or something. When he's doing stuff like that, if he's on the back porch having a smoke or cooking or something, he don't answer the phone. I don't think he hears it. You know, his hearing is really bad. But yeah, I went to him yesterday, and I told him, I said, tomorrow's your birthday, ain't it? And he said, no, it's today. Oh, I said, well, happy birthday, man. I told him, I said, well, I must still have some kind of brain left. I'm one day off, but I remembered.
It was yesterday. Really wasn't belated. It was just I sent him a happy birthday at 12 o'clock, technically today. So, yeah. So either way, I got it to him on his birthday. It's all good.
No, it's cool, man. A little belated, a day or two belated is when it's my birthday, you know, on Facebook and everything, everybody, I get more people sending me happy birthdays than I figured. I didn't think all these people really cared for me. But then, you know, 2 days later, I'm getting happy belated. Didn't know it was your birthday. Happy birthday, belated. It's all right. No big thing. All right, man, go on, get yourself together. And I'll be hanging out. I'm going to go grab my tray of heat shrinks and see what's happening. I'm just going to screw around a little bit. I'm not going to go full bore right now. But we'll talk to you in a little bit. WSSZ 793, and I'm quiet.
Roger that. No, anyways, it was like midnight. It was like 5 after midnight or something. I sent it to him, so it's not really... I don't know, it doesn't matter. But yeah, get it strong, fill that up. I wouldn't even play around with it. I'll just fill it up, let it soak down in there. Spin it around, see if you can get this clean up. All right, WSP now too, and I'm clear.
Big brother, I'll talk to you in a little bit. I'm quiet.
WIZA, 218, WIZ 48, copy. WIZX
218 WIZ 48,
copy.
WIZ 48, clear. Good evening, Jack. Just want to get in there and wave a good evening to you. Haven't said good evening or good morning, good afternoon to you in a long time. WSOZ 793.
Well, hello, good evening, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Had a good day today. And not much pain and feeling all right. I wish it would stay like this, but we'll see how long. But I'm doing okay. Looking out the window, it looks like I wouldn't really want to be out there. I hear it's colder than hell out there, Roger.
Dropped
down to
dive over here. Night before it was one.
Yeah, Roger that. I sit here this morning. Even though my window's closed, I can hear outside still, and I hear them people coming out for work, them poor starters trying to turn them cold engines. You can really hear them struggling, trying to turn them cold engines over, but other than that, yeah, everything's all right. I'm just messing around at the table here, coming up with some ideas and just whatever the case may be. So you been all right?
Oh yeah, let me ask you, how am I sounding on this radio?
What was that? I didn't get that.
How am I sounding on this radio?
I'll give you the honesty of it. You sound good, then you start fuzzing a little bit, then you sound good again. When you're sounding good, though, it sounds good. And then I can still understand you when you start fuzzing. But, yeah, it's working.
Yeah, Yeah, that's a new radio I got. 23UV. Wolfing 23UV. It's a DMR and also analog.
Yeah, without having you going through a whole racking your brain explanation, what's DMR? What's the purpose of that?
DMR is a digital radio dialer. There's a lot of digital repeaters, digital, out there. That's why.
Yeah, is there DMR repeaters for GMRF?
Only just for ham operators.
Yeah, okay, I kind of figured, but I had to ask the question. Yeah, so, but you can't access a DMR repeater with a analog signal, Roger?
You're
gonna have a code, you're all code, and they gotta give you a code. Yeah, Roger that. You're getting pretty bad, starting to hash over. I understood everything you say. I'm just being honest with you, Jack, so you know. But yeah, the hash started covering up a little bit.
How about now? Any better?
Jesus Christ, I had to reach over and pull the volume back a little bit.
Well, yeah, because now on a base station, WIUG38.
Roger that. WSSZ793ID. Are you on the DB20?
That DB20 is in the garage, and also one in the car. I'm on the 9600.
All right, 9600. What make is that? Who makes that?
It's 50-watt radio by TYT makes it. That, if you want good radio, don't get nothing else except TYT.
Yeah, Roger that. Boy, there's all kinds of companies, I assume Chinese, all kinds of companies coming out with radios lately. A lot of these radios I haven't heard of, and it seems like as time goes on, I'm hearing people talking on radios made by different companies that I never even heard of. You know, I'm used to Anytones and Redicus and the couple other brands there, you know, Baofengs aside. And then now I'm hearing all kinds of different names coming out there. They're producing the hell out of them.
Well, Dave, if you want a good audio radio, the TYT, and you got Anytone is excellent. I love Anytone. I don't even have one, but I love it. You know what I mean? And that radio I was just talking to you, a 23UV, it has a short antenna, but it's all colors, and you can see it in the sun. Or I have about five different colors on it.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, you have two Anytones. The DB20 is actually made by Anytone, isn't it?
So that's what they're saying. And it's probably true because we never know. The reality is another name there, but it's the same radio. Anyhow, if you want a good audio radios, the other one, I don't know. You know, actually, they're not bad, but if you have the right antenna, like that Nagoya 771G, that's all you need for those repeaters, because that's how those repeaters are. I think I mentioned that before, probably. I don't know. But I have one, Quanshan. That is a good radio, too. you know what I'm saying, for GMRS. It's a good radio. You can hear the airplanes and all that, you know, like Air Force and all that, and it's true.
Yeah, it covers the AM aircraft band. What is it? 106 to 137, or 103 to 137 AM. Somewhere in there, it covers that band, right?
Yeah, what? I have Rocktel is a good radio too. I have one Rocktel. It has two antennas. I can go on the HF on it, and I can go on the AM radios, and also it's a ham, and it's also a GMRS.
Yeah, Radtels, I've heard of Radtel. I remember a while back when I was monitoring the CB band, not talking on it, but monitoring it. The Anytone 666 was supposed to be a really good radio. I think the Anytone 666 is a 10-meter, but you go inside and you move these jumpers and it covers 10 and 11. But they said a lot of good things about the Anytone 666, 666 Anytone. Yeah, Radtel radios I heard of. I heard of those radios too there, okay.
When I get a chance, I'll send you a picture of it.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd like that. I'd like to see it. I really would. So if you can, you get a chance anytime there. Don't send it to my phone. Don't send it to my phone. I forgot to tell you. I don't know what it is about my phone, but people send me pictures. Sometimes they'll show up, and then sometimes they show up as a black box with nothing on it. I don't know. If you gotta send me a picture, go ahead and take a shot through the phone. I'll let you know if it comes through or not. I don't know what it is about my phone. It's old. I've had it about 6 years now, so I'm mid. It's a LG40. About time I'd probably trade it in and get something else, because it's really starting to malfunction on me, doing stupid things here and there. Not to mention the battery doesn't last nowhere as long as it used to. So, yeah, take a shot through the phone first. If it doesn't make it, I'll let you know.
And I also take a shot at that new radio, that 23UV. You'll like that. It's all different colors. That Anytone, it's different colors, too. And that is a good radio, but it's a little bit expensive, on the expensive side. I looked at them too. I wanted to get one because it does it. The colors, about four or five colors, and the screen shows. And I found this one for less money, which is this one, cost $55. It was on sale on Amazon one Black Friday, and that's when I got it because it does all that work. You know, two works it does. You still can operate on the GMRS. Because it's GMRS radio too.
Well, how much is that radio off sale? Standard price.
I don't know. I don't know how much are they. Maybe 69 or 79. I bought this for $55. And you know what? Came with two antennas. It came with a mic. Came with a charger. And then another charger is a USB and a regular charger. It has all these things came in with it.
Are you speaking about the Baofeng?
Yeah, the Baofeng. The Baofeng 23UV. Just push down on Amazon. 23UV, you'll see it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's the cool thing about Baofeng. They, you order the radio, they send you all kinds of accessories with it. You know, to my surprise, the Baofengs that I ordered a couple months ago, I got a pair of them brand new in the box still, didn't come with hand mics. but it came with them two tactical antennas, which I asked you about, uglier than hell. But it came with the piece that you swing around your ear. You got a little boom that you're talking to. But they didn't come with the hand mics. But yeah, that's the thing about thing. They give you all the, you know, different antennas and the different charging deals. You got the I don't think the ones I have here in the box, they didn't come with the cradles. I don't think they came with the cradles. I think they're just, you can put them in the cradle. That's how I charged them. But I don't think they came with cradles. I think it's just a USB charger.
This joint came with a crater. You can put it on a crater or you can put it on a USB. Both of them. And that's one thing I like about that. I don't have time to put it on a crater, I just put it on the USB. And when I drive it, put it in the car to USB.
So like I said, man, I love Baofengs. I never owned any other brand, and I'm sure they're all right. But I've heard about Baofengs way before I got into this GMRS. I heard about Baofeng radios. 2 meters use them and stuff, and everybody's saying it's a trusty radio, good working radio. And so far, it's been good to me, my handheld. And but the thing is, I just wish they'd come up with some way to make them charge a little faster. You know, I mean, it takes like 4 or 5 hours just to charge the stock battery on it. Mine are UV5RMs. And I think it takes like 4 or 5 hours to charge the stock battery, just the stock battery. And I have a higher capacity battery that I bought for it. And it takes just as long to charge. And that's the only thing, man. You know, once the battery goes dead, you set it in the cradle. You can't do nothing for 4 or 5 hours. You can't do nothing with it.
Both things are all the same. The Zeta radios, you know, they're not too bad, but, you know, don't overcharge them. You can unplug them, it's better, but don't overcharge them. If you overcharge them, the battery is not going to last that long.
I know about batteries. I know a lot about battery maintenance and everything. I don't use it and then throw it in the charger. I use it until it goes dead, or at least until the indicator tells me, you know, starts blinking away. And then once it's charged, the cradle chargers, I don't know about the USB, if it hasn't built in the USB thing, but the cradle chargers, when they turn green, meaning the battery's charged, it's supposed to, like, shut off. It's supposed to stop charging when it's green. That's what it says. But I still, as soon as I see that it's green, I pull the radio out. I don't leave it sit in the charger with the green light. Because they say it stops charging when the green light comes on, but, you know, you got to kind of, got to be a little weary of it.
Yeah, that's for sure. You gotta be aware of it, you know, just to check it, that's all. But that's what I do, and I get up in the morning, put it on charge, because I know I'm up, and I walk around, see what these radios doing, and if it's charged enough, I just, you know, unplug it. That's all I did. And really, I have not lost any battery yet. The only battery I lost, because when I talk too much on it, I lost a couple of them. This back then in 2022.
Yeah, well, technically, they say it's not good for the battery if you run it completely dead to where the radio shuts down and charges if you keep doing that. You know, so I know that can happen. So I'll charge it when I see the battery indicator blinking, meaning it's getting ready to, you know, the battery's dead. But I've had it run dead on me a couple times during transmit. Both times with Kurt, 448. I'd be talking and all of a sudden I'd unkey and I'd look and The radio's dead. He didn't get any. He'd be wondering what happened to me. Yeah, he used to annoy me. But but still charged up from that condition. But I'm careful. I don't talk on it and then charge it and talk on it and charge it. Well, I haven't talked on it in a long time because I got the DB now, but I was using it when I go out on the back porch. But I let it go dead before I charge it.
You know what, maybe you can time it in a couple of hours, pull it back out. You know what I mean? Time it, I think, is better, even if it's not charged 100%. You still have a good battery anyhow. All right, Dave, and thank you. I will send you those couple of pictures of one. Give me a few minutes. Let me get out of this radio, and I will send you the pictures. We'll talk again. WIEG 488.
Yeah, Jack, very good, man. It's always great talking to you. Always like talking to you, man, so glad I got the chance. I appreciate you coming back to me. And, I'll let you know if it shows up. You know, like I said, I get people sending me pictures, and I look at them, I'll look at the phone, and there'll be a black square. Nothing in them, you know, if I blow them up, there's nothing. Just a black square. I don't get what the hell this phone's about. Then sometimes people will send me pictures, and they'll show up, so I got no idea. Anyway, we'll talk to you in a minute, my friend. WSZ 793, and I'm quiet.
How about a grade 8, Jack? How about a Jack? Got a copy on WSCJ 347.
Hey, it's my buddy. How are you? Station 347, WIUG 48.
How's it going, Jack? Haven't heard you in a long time. You been out of town?
Oh, I've been busy, you know, Christmas coming, and I did do a lot of things around the house. Also, you got to go shopping, grocery shopping. Also, you got to go clothing shopping. That's another thing. And that is a little bit hard to do.
Yeah, copy that. So how you been? Been doing all right?
Yeah, I heard you today on the other side of the radio, you know.
Copy that.
Anyhow, you got the deer yet?
We got one deer. That was it.
That's good. I'm glad for you that you got one deer. That's better than nothing. Sometime we used to go there, you know, back then, I'm saying in 1997, 98, we can't get nothing. We stay there, you know, we don't stay there. I mean, we stay there like 4 days, and a lot of time we don't get nothing out of that Valley Road.
Yeah, copy that. That's kind of how we were this year. We didn't see very much of anything, not too much, but we had a good time anyway.
Hey, that's the best thing, you have a good time. We always do have a good time there. We also used to have friends coming from close by to be over there, and we really get together, and they like to drink that hard stuff, you know, that corn stuff. You know, it's not tequila, I don't know what it is, but like a vodka, and that is strong. You take one little shot of that, you'll be warm all day.
I copy that. The good old days, right?
Too bad all these good old days are gone. It really is. You know, I sometimes sit and think about it. What was a good time then? They were all a good time.
Yep, same here, Jack, same here. Sit back and remember all the good old days.
But anyhow, you know what I am. I monitor the FBI, the one FBI always, you know what I mean? And at GMRS, I come sometime in here, but at GMRS, not much because the repeater sometimes go down, then sometimes comes up and all that stuff. But it's okay. No big deal, you know. I have a few friends out here in the GMRS.
Enjoying the ham radio side of it?
Well, it's awesome. You know what? The 10-meter, unbelievable. I don't know if you know that or not. The 10-meter has been going on for the past 3 months. From 9:30 all the way to 12. I talked to over 300 countries.
9:30 at night?
Oh, 9:30 in the morning. I know you're at work, and really that's bad, you know, when you're at work at 9:30. I know that, you know what I mean? But that's the time. Everybody comes in. I talked to Australia. I was talking to Afghanistan. There was Afghanistan 2 days ago. And Italy. And your name, it was out there, believe me.
Yeah, I saw it on the internet. Everybody said it's booming on 10 meters. 10 meters is booming. But like you said, I got to work, so I can't get out there, so we'll have to wait.
Are you right about that? That's okay. No big deal. They were all there. They always be there, believe me. I know that. They're not going to go nowhere else.
Copy that. All right, Jack, you have yourself a great night. Nice talking to you again. Haven't heard you for a while. So I figured I'd give you a shout-out, say how you're doing and everything. And have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you, and you do the same. Have a Happy New Year. Happy Merry Christmas and New Year. You do the same. We'll talk. Just give me a shout over there. I'm always on, I don't know if you know that, on the GM repeater in the morning.
Copy that, GM repeater in the morning. All right, Jack, take care. WSBJ 347.
Hey, good talking to you. Take care. WIUG 48. Station 793, WIUG 48.
Yeah, come on, Jack. It showed up black. There's no picture.
I don't know why. I send you both a picture right away, you know, when you go on the text message. I take a picture right away and send it right away and go get to you.
Yeah, no, my phone alerted me. So I tapped on it. As usual, black box, no picture. Like I said, I don't know what it is about. Started doing this a while back. But like I said, sometimes the picture will show up and sometimes it don't. And I don't know what the hell is wrong with this thing.
One of them like Samsung is not Apple.
Try it again if you can. Let me see if it decides to
if it decides to take it. You still in there, Jack?
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you talking about 10 meters. 10 meters been going for a while, eh? Usually it comes in and goes away for a long time and then comes back. But I've said it all along. I think before you even got into 10 meter, I told you you're going to enjoy it because I monitor 80, 40, 20 and stuff and 10 when it's open. And 10 meters is the only one I seem to find where the signals are coming in from other countries. They come in like they're next door. You don't hear that too much down on 80 or 40 or 20 or anything. 10 meters is pretty exciting when it's open.
Yeah, 10 meters is the best. I have over 200 already on that. I even talked to Kuwait in the Middle East.
Yeah, I think maybe I should get one of my shortwave radios out and check it out. Because I heard you say something about 10 meters has been running all week or something there, you said there, Roger.
Well, it's been running over a month and a half, almost 2 months. Anyhow, that second radio with two antennas, if you put the frequency for the 10 meter, you'll hear them.
Are you able to transmit on 10 meter with it?
Yeah, if you hear the guy out there, you can go back on it and talk to him back because I have a few frequencies on there, but really I have not paid attention to them at all. But they do, especially in the summertime. You'll hear the HF out there with that rocktail radio with a two antenna one.
All right. And give me something to go into. Go pick out one of my radios and fire it up and run up into 10 and see what's happening. I like listening to 10 meters more than any of the other ham bands. Whenever 10 meter, when I used to really, monitor my shortwave radio, when I'd find 10 meters open, man, that was it, man, because I love hearing the other countries all coming in, and it seems to only do it up there. It doesn't seem to do it down in the lower HF, but that's all right, too. Because when I have the CB turned on here, I don't talk on the CB, can't talk on it. I just got it for listening. I really don't want to talk on it anyway. It's too much BS on it. But when the skip is rolling hard, and if I go up to, because my CB covers sideband, if I go up to, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, I hear these signals coming in, and I'll hear signals from other countries coming in, too, but if I know they're open, then I know tons got to be open, and but there's no way for me to go up to 10 meter unless I get out one of my shortwave radios there. Roger.
I see what he's saying. And I don't know if he didn't get these two, the picture or not. Boy, I don't know. I cannot email him because it's very hard to email him back. And maybe, I don't know, I'll try to email him back to you.
Yeah, well, don't go through no big time. If you can, try sending me the picture again real quick through the phone. I got my phone moved over to a different part of the table or something. Let me see if it shows up.
Hey, I'll send them back again.
WSKF 896.
I believe there's a station out there. Go ahead. WIUG 488.
Hey there, Jack. This is WSKF 896. I was just calling. I was mobile here.
monitoring. Well, you're sounding good, but one crackling, or a couple of crackling, that's all. How you doing?
Yeah, not doing too bad tonight. Just heading home. I had a meeting here this afternoon or this evening, and I called back in when I hopped in the car here.
I want to feel in the car. Don't worry about that couple of cracklings. They all do that, even if sometimes me, when I'm in the car, it's a different. Because you're going through bumps and all that other stuff in your antennas. You're shaking a little bit. Not much, but it's just a little bit. And that's why. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Yeah, no, my antenna's pretty rigid. I just got one of those Midland Ghost antennas, you know, this little 4-inch antenna on my hood there.
And I have, I used to have Nagoya 72G, and that is a good antenna for GMRS. And you can, it's a half, it works on the GMRS, and 5.56. The 5.56, it works on GMRS too. But I got a different antenna. I got one of them 2x4 antenna, which covers three different meters.
Yeah, no, I use that 72G at home off of your recommendation, but unfortunately I have an aluminum body vehicle that magnets don't stick to.
Yeah. Well, that aluminum body, I know a lot of people had Ford trucks, they got aluminum, and really, nobody can do anything with it. So what they have to do is they have to go to Midland, and there is a, but you got to make two holes on that car to get in with that antenna, because it's not a magnet. You got to make a couple of holes to go on. They had that. I don't know how they did it, but they put it in the back of the truck or in the bumper or something like that. I don't know how they did it. And it was working all right because the Ford, it's aluminum, and really it's very hard to get the magnum out on it.
Well, that's exactly what I got. I got a Ford pickup truck. Yeah, no, I didn't have to drill any holes or anything like that. I was able to find a little clamp on mount, and I just fished the wire through my door, so no holes or anything like that. It's pretty nice, and it seems to get out there, so that's all that matters, right?
Yeah, you are good to go, that's for sure. WIUG 48.
Yep, no, absolutely. Actually, I thought about calling out to you there, because you're out in Rochester, right? I was out there seeing the lights and stuff out there in downtown Rochester Hills, but I was with my family and stuff. But no, yeah, good talking to you, Jack. I'm going to kick it to the side here. I'm just about home. You have a good night. WSJF 896.
Hey, you have a good evening. And if I don't hear from you, have a Merry Christmas and New Year. But we'll talk again before that. I'll be on the radio. I listen to it, you know what I mean? I monitor it, not almost every day, but a couple of days or something like that. Anyhow, we'll talk a little bit. Drive safe. Be home safe. WIUG 48.
If I don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas too, Jack. WSJF 896.
WIZX 218, WIZ 48, copy.
WSSB 901, Roger, radio check, please.
WSCU 202.
Thank you.